Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining the call this morning, and thank you, Minister Roslyn, for ushering us into the presence of the Lord this morning. We're going to get our call started, but first let us lift him up in prayer. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your presence on this line. We thank you for each and every caller, God, and the wonderful work that you are doing in their lives. God, we lift you up. We exalt you. We can't praise you enough, God, for what you have done for us. We ask that you anoint the speaker this morning. Think with his mind and speak with his mouth, God. And let him feed your people and encourage your people, God. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we thank you for this call. We thank you for the celebration. This is our month of celebration and jubilee, God. And we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. And it is in your precious name that we lift you up and say amen, amen, and amen. Well, it's been a tremendous honor to be able to share with you this morning and to be able to greet each and every one of you. This has been Jackie Henderson here in Indianapolis, Indiana, and I now turn the call over to our wonderfully angelic host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for allowing God to use you this morning and opening yourself up to be used by God. Take it away, Minister Ross.
Wow. Well, good morning, Minister Henderson, Jackie Henderson, and thank you for greeting and seating up this morning. And thank you for starting our day with that powerful prayer. I am Minister Roslyn Peters. I'm calling from Bowie, Maryland, and I am your host for this morning's call. I want to tell you a little bit about this call. This call was started in October of 2010. Our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon. And we're standing on this call on the scriptures, Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website. The website is www.themasterscall.net, the www.themasterscall.net, and all messages have been archived on that site, as well as the bios of our speakers. The theme for this year in 2019 is God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me individually and corporately will clearly be seen. If you are led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as a host, or to share the word from the Lord, you may even have a prayer request and or praise report. Please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Pastor Vanessa Witherspoon or Prayer General Brenda Terrell will contact you. And we started this phenomenal call. We are knitted together by Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago, and we are now Artists Life. Great products that help the world become healthier. The new morning motivation call is held Monday through Friday. That's right after this call. A team of great leaders are given vital information on the benefits of the wonderful artist products. The number to dial in is 712-770-4005. That's 712-770-4005. And the bypass number, if needed, is 716-293-9707. Today is Presidential Tuesday. It will be hosted by Minister Constance Kennedy, And we will have a corporate will be explaining a little bit about our new challenge for 2020. That's the Cancun trip. Now, are you ready? Are you ready for a word? Are you ready to hear a word from our speaker this morning? Today, this man of God that will be speaking is Pastor Everett Thomas. He was baptized, born-again believer, ordained minister for over 28 years. He served as first assistant minister under the late Pastor Joseph B. Barlow, Jr. at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, and that's in Michigan. He is past senior evangelist for Calvary District Association, past youth director, and he's a certified biblical counselor and is experienced in the ministry of preaching and teaching. He officiates Sunday worship for the tenants, and that's across the park, apartment complex in Detroit, Michigan, where he provides an opportunity to worship God and to grow spiritually. His belief that iron sharpens irons led him to organize and facilitate a weekly men's ministry breakfast. You can go into our back office and hear a whole lot more about this pastor, Reverend Thomas Everett. He's currently serves as senior minister at Mercy House Church in Ecorse, Michigan. He also is the founder and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministry. His ministry provides for the needs of people and has sponsored coffee houses, concerts, seniors, and assisted the elderly. He now resides in Detroit, Michigan with his wife, Cheryl. Has been married over 25 years, and his mission is to be used of God to transform lives in spirit, soul, and body. That's in 1 Thessalonians 5:23. I would like to introduce to some and present to others Reverend Pastor Everett Thomas. Are you there? Are you there, Pastor Thomas?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Thank you so much for the warm introduction, Mr. Rosalind Peters, and also assurance in the presence of the Lord. God bless you. To God be the glory. Great things he has done and great things he is yet doing. We give praise and honor to God for this opportunity to share with you. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. Patton, and thank you for greeting us, Mr. Jackie Henderson. Good morning to my TLC family. Truly, God has blessed us to see another day, and congratulations for 10 years of service in his company, Mr. Cox. God bless you as well. Well, let's look at God's word on today. We're looking at 1 John chapter 1, 1 John chapter 1, and we're looking at verses 5 through 7. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. And we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. We're going to talk this morning about walk in the light. Amen. Walking in the light. Walking in the light. Amen. Amen. It's not enough to declare our faith. It's not enough to say that we are saved and sanctified through the Holy Ghost. This is a walk, a daily walk. It's not something that we just do on Sunday morning to give God glory and praise and worship and receive a word from on high. This is, amen, an everyday walk. And it will be a challenge to let our light shine. Okay, you're looking at the fifth chapter of Matthew. It tells us in the 15-16 verse, it says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Amen. It's just something about light. The light exposes different things. Some of you may have heard, I know you probably not experienced it, but when it's dark in a room, you go, especially the kitchen, that's where these roaches hang out at. Amen. You go into the kitchen, turn on light, and the roaches scatter. They run because light and darkness cannot stay in the same place at the same time. So we're special people. God has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. We are representatives of that great light. Jesus Christ is the light of the world, and we are also expected to be light in this dark world. It reminds me of how we used to this time of year around, well, October 31st, what is called Halloween. We didn't know any better because of tradition passed down. It was just always a good time to go trick-or-treating and get free candy, what have you. But as we grow and mature in the things of God, we find out that the Halloween basically represents darkness. Amen. And we ought to shine the light bright and let people know that, hey, this is not of God. This is not glorifying God. This is not it's not really giving God any praise, worthiness with things. And anything that's contrary to God's word and God's will, we ought not to embrace. I know Dr. Vanessa is probably going to be giving us more history concerning Halloween as we go further, closer to that day. But I just wanted to let people know right now, all the decorations that you see out there, things that are happening around you pointing to Halloween is basically darkness. Amen. And we have to be able to take a stand as to who we are. We are the light. We represent the light. We are to walk in the light. And light does expose that which is not godly, exposes that which is not, amen, lining up with God's word. Amen. So we are the light. Amen. Amen. Looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 6, starting 14 verses, it says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship have righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion have light with darkness? And what concord have Christ with Belial? Or what part have he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." So we are chosen, amen, to be different from the world. We are chosen, amen, to be the light of the world. Amen, amen. So he have chosen us to be his ambassadors, his special people. So we are not to compromise our lifestyle, compromise our way of doing life on the planet Earth. Amen, realizing that we are special. We are called out, amen, out of darkness into his marvelous light. Okay, let me just go there since I mentioned, I believe that's in 2 Peter, or 1 Peter chapter 1, I believe it is. Let's just go there for a minute, because some people say, well, I don't know where that's found. Where is it? Where is that from? Does the Bible really say that we are special? Yes, it does. Yes, it does. We are special people. And God has called us to be special. So we're looking at 1 Peter chapter 2, that is, and it says verse 9b. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past, verse 10, were not a people, but are now the people of God, which have not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Amen. So we are special. We are chosen generation. We are chosen to be different. We are chosen to be the light of the world. So walk in it. Talk in it. Be about God's business. Amen. Shining our lights. Letting our light shine. Doing exploits. Doing good works. Amen. That would cause folk to glorify God. Knowing that it had to be a God to use somebody like us. Amen. To make a difference. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. You can make a difference. Amen. One man, one woman can make a difference. It's not about the majority. It's about you and God makes the majority. Amen. Amen. So, you know, times we wait on doing something because we feel inadequate. We feel that we need a crowd. But we're looking at the spies that went out to spy the land, and 10 came out with a poor report saying that we're like grasshoppers compared to those giants. We can't take the land. But here come Joshua and Caleb saying, yes, we can. We can. We can make it. Amen. God said it, and we believe it, and it can be done if we choose to do it. Amen. So what happened? The majority had a thumbs down vote that we cannot do this. And it's sad. People feel the majority wins, and the majority of folk are out there in darkness. You know, we have to realize that. And we represent the light of the world. So praise God. Thank God for who we are in Jesus Christ. Thank God for who we are, being set apart, sanctified, holy unto God. And we have to let our light shine in this dark world. So don't take it lightly who we are, especially when darkness comes our way. We have a responsibility to stand tall. Amen, and be what God called us to be. Yes, he has called us out of darkness. I know back in the day, some of you may remember this particular song, Slipping into Darkness. Amen. Amen. It's time out for slipping. Come on, somebody. It's time out for slipping and sliding. It's time to stand tall and be who we are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. So we're looking at the third chapter of John, realizing, of course, John 3:16, where God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Then he goes on and tells us about how men prefer darkness more than the light. Let's look at where that is. That's in John, I believe it is. The third chapter, and it's worth noting, because we think, you know, we think something's wrong with our world. Well, yes, it is something wrong, because we have worldly people acting worldly. Man, we can't expect everybody to act like us. We know better, so we ought to do better. Amen. Amen. So verse 17 says, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this, verse 19, chapter 3 of St. John, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved or exposed. Amen. Verse 21, but he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. So, my brother, my sister, amen, you are special. Don't let nobody tell you that you don't measure up. Of course, we don't measure up to the world's standard because we have a higher standard. So people are trying to get us to compromise with darkness, compromise with worldliness, but we are not of the world. We're in the world, but we are expected to be different from the world. In fact, Romans 12 tells us, be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So we are different. We are to think different. We are to walk different. We are to talk different, amen, from the world. Amen. So we are challenged today, amen, and reminded that we are special. We are chosen to be different. We're not chosen, amen, to be like everybody else. So don't be upset when folks don't like you. Jesus himself said, if the world hated me, the world is going to hate you. So stop trying to get along to be part of somebody that don't love you like God loves you. Amen. That can't do nothing, amen, for you like God can do for you. Many times we want to fit in with everybody else because we don't want to be alone. Amen. We don't want to be called a square. Back in the day, you know, we want everybody to pat us on the back and say, "Oh, you're cool." Well, the Bible says, "Be, amen." If you lukewarm, amen, that's cool. We thought it was supposed to be cool back in the day, but you either hot nor cold, you lukewarm. The Bible says you'll be spewed out of my mouth. So it's not about fitting in with everybody. Amen. We have to realize that we are chosen to be different, chosen to be separated, chosen to be sanctified, chosen, amen, to be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. So we're somebody, amen, that God has ordained to represent him. Yes, we are walking billboards, amen, if you would, for our Savior Jesus Christ. So, amen, be who God called you to be. Don't try to fit in or get in and fit in, amen, or to compromise. You are who God called you to be. Amen. So be just that. As I close, this is a song that comes to my mind. Jesus, the light of the world. Hark the herald angels sing. Jesus, the light of the world. Glory to the newborn King. Jesus, the light of the world. Joyful all ye nations rise. Jesus, the light of the world. Join the triumph of the skies. Jesus, the light of the world. Christ, be highest heaven adored. Jesus, the light of the world. Christ, the everlasting Lord. Jesus, the light of the world. Hail the heaven born Prince of Peace. Jesus, the light of the world. Hail the Son of Righteousness. Jesus, the light of the world. Well, we walk in the light. Beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Be that light. Shine bright. Amen. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Back to you.
Wow, wow, wow. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Everett, for that awesome word. Walk in the light. We are chosen to be different. Awesome word, awesome word. And I will ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after a few announcements. Let us pray. Oh, the prayer requests. Father God, we just thank you for this awesome and profound word that we heard from our Pastor Everett this morning, talking to us about walking in the light. We ask that you would just give him pour back virtue back into him as he has so richly poured into us talking to us about being chosen, how we are being different. Oh, we just thank you for the time that he has spent preparing to give us this awesome word. We thank you for our co-founder and our founder, Dr. P.K. Robinson, Dr. Vanessa. We just ask that you just continue to watch over them and to bless them as they continue to as we prepare for our anniversary of the years that we have been on this call. We just thank you. And we ask that you would give traveling mercies to our families and that has come from the Puerto Vallarta. Just give them safe travels home from that destination. We ask that you would be with our sick and shut-ins and that we asking for healing over their bodies in the name of Jesus. We ask that you would be with our bereaved families and the Watts family as they even as they think of how being losing someone so precious to them. We ask that you would just be with the Watts family today. We ask that you would be with our TMC family. We have Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox, as she has celebrated today 10 years of being in the artist family. We just ask that you would just be with her as we continue to watch over all of our family members and all that is on their hearts. We thank you for this day. And Heavenly Father, we just continue to ask that you would watch over us this day. And we ask this in all things in Jesus' most precious name, we do pray. As we move forward, we want you to get back on, come back and hear this magnificent word here today. The playback is 712-432-1085. That's 712-432-1085 with the PIN 957-677#. And right after this call, our new motivational call is next. That's 712-770-4005 with the PIN 294-617#. I want to announce that we October the 26th. We do have a conference coming up, and that's going to be in Texas, again, where our Minister Kai will be ordained there. I want to thank Minister Jackie Henderson for greeting us this morning and for seating us and opening the call. I also want to thank Pastor Everett once again for that powerful message this morning. I want to ask you to come back and close with the benediction.
Amen. Now to him that's able to keep us from falling, to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, power, henceforth, now, ever, evermore, in Jesus' name. God bless you this day. Amen.